Good evening. Welcome back to Medium Inc. My friend, psychic medium Jeffrey Wands is with us. There is a lot to get into, but I do want to start off with a non-psychic subject. Yeah, Melissa, the Jets actually did win a game. So did the Giants. Both the New York Jets and Giants won in overtime. Jeffrey, I've never seen him so animated. He's got the food in his hand that he always gets from Vincent's. And he charges through the door like a bull in a china shop. When I left the game, it was halftime. The Jets hadn't scored a point in 2 weeks. Put the game on the Jets. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're getting killed. Sure enough, they won in overtime. And Wilson did his part.
Yeah, Wilson was amazing.
But the defense was brilliant.
I don't disagree. But Wilson came up big with his throws. You know, it was a couple of throws he made that was awesome.
When you come off a game where you don't score a single point, and you're the rookie, and you're in New York, and the media is crucifying you, to come back and hold steady at halftime and then win that game shows you that this kid might actually be the real deal.
He is. I think he is, 100%. He showed poise. He seems to operate better when they move him around, which is what they needed to do.
Yeah. The Jets need to play with his strengths and not try to do Jets football with everybody that walks in. Jets football doesn't work. That's why they haven't won anything since 1969. A couple of quick things. Quick shout out to our friend Jen, our beautiful friend out in Mastic. Peace, Love, Prana is the shop. She's celebrating 1 year. She is an amazing soul. Right now, if you go to Peace, Love, Prana on William Floyd Parkway, I think it's 442B. William Floyd Parkway, Peace, Love, Prana. She's celebrating the year with 10% off the entire store, a no purchase necessary raffle where you can win a $50 gift card in the store. Great crystals, great energy in that store. And she's a phenomenal Reiki expert as well. Jeffrey is back into the swing of things with a couple of shows coming up. Tomorrow is Domenico's.
Yeah, we're at Domenico's tomorrow. Then I'm doing four shows in Florida. So I'm going to Florida. We won't be on next week. And then we come back and we do Angela's House November
6th.
Yes.
At the same place, which was what, West Islip?
Yeah, it was the Masonic Hall.
The Masonic Hall.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That will be on angelashouse.org's website. Angelashouse.org. You know, Jeffrey is great with them. And Angela's House is a charity that works with medically fragile children in the community. These kids are dealing with the types of illnesses that normally cannot be treated on Long Island. So Angela's House makes sure that the families are close so that they don't have to travel out of state to see their children while already going through horrific situations. It's one of my favorite charities. They're wonderful people. And Jeffrey did this last year right before, just a couple of weeks before we shut down.
No, we actually shut down in March. The last show I did was Domenico's.
Was Domenico's?
That was in March. And then I think we did Domenico's on a Monday. And the following week is when the great Governor Cuomo shut everybody down. And, you know.
Man, how did that governorship turn out? Yeah. Anyway, now the Domenico show, you can get tickets on your website?
They can get it at the door. They have to call and make a reservation. That's okay. How they're doing. You're getting dinner, and then you get me.
It is not sold out yet, but close. So if you want to call Domenico's, which is in Levittown?
Yeah, it's in Levittown, right off Hempstead Turnpike.
All right. While Jeffrey's doing his thing, I'll pull up the phone number. I'll get all the information for that as well. We do have an extremely special guest calling in just a couple of moments. Well, actually, I have to call her. My mom will be joining us. She actually was here today. It just went back to Florida. I watched her do a reading in real time on Stevie's mom, which was phenomenal. And this is where I've always got nervous with this type of stuff, watching my mom, because you get into some serious situations, and then what do you do when you know they understand, but they might not listen?
That's free will. You can give people a direction they choose to take it. If you tell somebody, you know, this is an issue, this is a problem, it can end up bad, and you choose not to listen, it's not a good outcome.
But that's the thing with the future. Really, it's always in your hand. You can just provide the best advice to follow. And I've seen that. I've seen that with my mom in the past, where she'll give advice and then say, well, it didn't come true. Well, did you listen?
No.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, we're here for entertainment, and we're also here for healing and all that stuff. But it's powerful stuff. We all need to be careful with it. On that note, probably responsible for most of my relationship issues. Oh, she loves pineapple. She loves pineapple's mom.
Well, that's good. Now you're really in trouble. Three against.
Three
nothing.
Against. Yeah. Did I? There it is.
Hello.
And a very special guest on Media Mink today. Fresh from a trip off the plane on Long Island, my mom. Mom?
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm okay. I came home. I had one of Rich's very delicious bagels.
Hilltop bagels.
Until 3:30.
Did you? All right. Well, good. Yeah. You needed it. We ran around like chickens without heads, and it was an excellent trip, but I mean, there was no rest the entire time.
No, there was not.
So I'm glad. Hilltop Bagels in Farmingville, by the way. My mother had me drive her all the way out there to get the bagels because it's just, you can tell me about the weather all you want, Mom, but you just can't get a bagel out there, can you?
No, and you can't get someone like Rich.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, I lived where my mom lives 20 years ago when my dad moved down there. It's not friendly. Like,
no, it's
say
not.
What you want about Long Island, and we might be a-holes, but we're personable a-holes. People down there, they're just not friendly. They're clicky.
But they're not. He's still very friendly to his customers. He treats everybody the way he treated Orlando's mom, because I watched him.
What
else? And he's just such a really good guy, and his bagels are really good. And so you guys out there know, I was not prompted to say that. I go crazy for Rich's bagels, and he couldn't send them to me anymore because the post office is not the post office. And $90 for him to FedEx me bagels.
Well, services have been... Tara says, hi, Mom. She's watching. Services have been slim to none everywhere. I dropped my mom off the air at the airport at 5:00 in the morning.
Oh, God.
I take her to the one side, which is where I can get curbside. Now, my mom needs a wheelchair. She can't really walk far because of neck surgery. Usually, there's people outside everywhere. They'll come right up to you. They want the tips. They were into doing their job at one point. And they'll go get the wheelchair. They'll come get you, but there's nobody there. So I say, hey, my mom needs a wheelchair. And they say, oh, you have to go to the other side.
Which airport?
JFK. Other side of the terminal.
Quarter of a mile down.
Yeah. I walk away all the way over there, throw the hazards on, and I see the girl. Now, my mask is in the car because I wasn't expecting to go in there. I thought somebody was going to be outside. And I'm going like this, motioning the girl to come in. And she motions to me. So I walk in. She goes, sir, you need a mask. I'm like, And then I said, listen, my mom needs a wheelchair. And she points over to a section inside where there's a line of wheelchairs. She goes, you have to bring her in. I'm like, yes, but I need the wheelchair. She goes, no, you come in here and get the wheelchair. I'm like, should I throw her over my shoulder? Like, how is she supposed to get inside? And it's like staring at me like, oh. They handed me the wheelchair to walk across with it to go get her. And then I'm like, but I still need somebody to wheel her in. They're like, oh, you're not taking the trip with her? I'm like, that's my car.
You want to get it towed?
Like, what do you think I'm doing? So we get her in the wheelchair, we get her in, and then, you know, I have a mask on that a woman gave me inside, and I hear the woman say, ma'am, you need your mask. I look down. My mother was not wearing hers. She goes, oh, bro, I go get my mask. It's in the bag. I flipped my mask on her, gave her a hug, said, love you, bye. I had to get out of there.
But my mask was sitting on the back of the handle of the suitcase.
I wasn't hearing you at that point, Mom. I needed to get out of there. It was.
Yeah, and you know what's really, really funny? When I got off the plane at Tampa, there still was no wheelchair. So the way the stewardess said to me, I sit right here. She says, let me go and see. She comes back and she goes, they'll be right here. The stewardess went all the way down to see if she can get me a wheelchair.
Night and day between the services.
They never came. So do you know who helped me walk?
The pilot?
The stewardess. The stewardess.
Really?
The pilot took my bags. That would never happen in New York.
Look at you living like a rock star. So now that we have Jeffrey on the phone, Mom, and...
Hello, Jeffrey. I didn't realize you were there.
I'm here. I'm being quiet.
That's why I was on.
Yeah.
No.
How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm good, thank you.
We don't do the show without Jeffrey.
Yeah.
How are the kids?
The kids are good, thank you.
Good, I'm glad.
So, Mom, I want you to talk to Jeffrey because, once again, I watched you do an amazing reading, but as you get up there in age, you are still doubting yourself more and more, even though you've been more on point than you ever have. Jeff, as somebody doing this as a while yourself, how do you get through to the woman that's not losing faith in her abilities, but continuously doubting herself?
Well, that's part of it. That's how you know she's good. That's the truth. You have to go through that process of, you know, feeling, hey, I'm not good anymore, and then all of a sudden something smacks you across the head.
How many times are you going to get smacked across the head, Mike? You're going to have a concussion.
Yeah, but I don't have to get smacked across the head anymore because you're better than I ever was and will be.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am the host of the show.
Jeffrey, I saw him. We went upstairs to read. He wanted me to read someone that's really in trouble. And before I could get the words out of my mouth, he's already there. I mean, I was so stunned that this is the kid that wouldn't acknowledge it and cursed every card in the deck for as many years as he's born.
Still don't. I got lucky. I just...
You didn't get lucky, Brian. I don't... That came from your heart.
Anyway, Mom, I watched you use the entire tarot deck. I've seen others do it way differently. I know last time you were on, you explained it a little bit, but when you spill all the cards out and then I see you take some cards and you move them over here and then there, explain why you use the entire deck and how it works.
Okay. First of all, I normally do not use the entire deck. I usually go around four times because if you go around, I've learned that if you go around any more than four cards, you're building a stairwell. And then you can't see up that far.
Okay.
Why I did that day is it actually was the Celtic cross. But I put the four cards spread out all over the place. But it actually, I went around and around until I finished the deck. I usually don't do that. I usually only do that with four cards. But she was so... I just don't understand how somebody at 65 years old could really be taken in like that. And, you know, and then again, Jeffrey, they all get taken in. And you know what? I can think back to when I was younger. I did, too. And I do this for a living.
I know. You know what happens is people get desperate, and they believe people. And they say, we're a con, and we're a sham, and... Sometimes when you're lonely, you'll just, like, put up with all kinds of nonsense.
We had four girls sitting in front of us Friday night at...
Mom, no names, please.
I don't know any names. I just know four heads sitting in front of me that were obnoxious.
We went to a psychic night. By the end of the night... My mother, I'm going to kill these girls. The next thing I know, we're in the lobby ready to leave, and there's my mom surrounded by the four of them, lecturing all of them. They listened.
I wasn't lecturing them. I read the one girl because she was the one who was laughing at the person
who was
doing the lecture.
Yeah.
And there was one guy who she was saying to him, see, what people don't understand, and I'm sure, Jeffrey, you've had to... You know, you've been doing this as long as me or longer. You have to tell these people, I'm reading all of you. However, you know, time is there in space. And I know what I'm seeing is belongs to somebody. But somebody, I sometimes could be reading the person in front of me or in back of me on the side of me. So she's reading this one guy, and she was reading him, and then she went on to, there's a yellow quilt. A yellow patchwork, there's a patchwork quilt with yellow patches and flowers in it. And he's adamant. No, 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 no. And then he said, you know, there could be, but I don't know about it. Brian's girlfriend was sitting in front of this guy. We go home. I go to bed, and I wanted to bring the cat over to the other side. And there is the yellow quilt with the flowers on it sitting on the person's table. These people don't get it. They think it's got to be exact. It's not an exact science, guys. It's not.
So what my mom does, and it was a great show, by the way, is she,
it was.
She sees the four girls outside and decides to teach them a lesson. Like, come on, Ma, it's time to go. Where is my mom? And then I see her, all 4'8" of her, like, in these four girls. Not yelling, but...
No, I wasn't. I just walked over to her and I said... You. You were sitting in front of me. I said, somebody hurt you very... I said, I usually don't do this as somebody else's gig. I said, but the four of you seem to be very skeptical. I don't know why you guys are here. And they're looking at me, and I said to her, you were very hurt by a guy in a uniform. Did you meet the new guy yet with the gray, blondish gray hair? She just stood there and looked at me. And she actually said to me, well, we're engaged now, but I never had anybody in a uniform. And the three girls said, are you serious? And they looked at me, and the one girl said, he's a fireman.
Well, I know, that's typical.
And there you go.
Well, you were going to say he's a dancer at Chippendales.
No.
But he wouldn't be in a...
Well, there's no uniform there's, there.
Yeah.
Well,
at least
could
nothing
be
that, not, at least get. Nothing that would last anyway. They would take it off.
But. Ma, Stevie just showed up, by the way.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Stevie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's Mom?
Oh, she's Mom. Still not listening, but we're trying.
Well, some improvements.
Some.
You know, someone said something to me once. The heart tells you one thing and the head tells you another. You usually go with the heart because that's what makes sense to you at the time.
I mean,
I get that, but I don't, I wouldn't even say she's listening to her heart at this point, because I don't feel like there was any real love there to begin with, especially towards the end.
Apparently no.
It's convenience.
But she's afraid
it's
to
definitely,
let go.
It's, I would say it's more convenience than compassion, I would say. 100%.
And afraid of being, like most people, afraid of being alone.
That's exactly what it is. And that's one thing that I told her. And she's even said to me, too, she's so funny. She goes, I would rather be alone than worry about going through all this crap. And yet, here she is going through all this crap. Instead.
So you never had to worry about that with me, Mom. Between you and Grandma, somebody was always home at all times. When I was younger, Grandma would call my friends' houses to make sure I wasn't dead. So being alone was a luxury.
Well, you know...
She did it to my mother, too.
I had everyone in my house every single day, every Friday and Saturday night, because Mrs. B wanted us all there. She didn't want to worry about any of us, so that's what she did. And when Brian was growing up, we both did it. I yelled at her for being overprotective, but I didn't mind the kids there either, because they were company for both of us. And some of those kids, I wouldn't trust outside on the street on a Friday night.
What my mother used to do, she would yell at us for being in the house. And then she would go to Little Vincent's and pick us a pizza and then read everybody. After yelling all night.
But after yelling at you guys for being in the house, then she brought you guys pizza and you stayed in the house.
Not yelling to be in the house, tell the truth. Yelling, screaming, fighting with each other playfully, girls on my couch with guys on top of them. You know, Jeffrey?
Consensually, Mom, let's...
Please. My mother came out to go to the bathroom one night.
Okay.
She saw things she didn't have to see.
And then they kicked a can of paint over.
Oh, no.
And
no, you really, they did.
She goes, "You're screwing on my couch. Look what you did to my rug. Stop it and clean this up."
They did, too. They did. They cleaned it up.
I mean, I would be scared of you, too, if I was in your house.
All 4'8" of her.
Yeah. But small but mighty.
Yeah. Grandma was 4'8". I was 4'10".
Yeah, but the sound that came out of Grandma was not 4'8". The sound that came out of Grandma was Godzilla.
Well, that is true. That is very true.
Well, look, but you know,
I just want to finish up saying,
good
listeners out there, you have to, if you go to a psychic, you have to be open to what they tell you, and if someone says, you know, there's green cheese and mold in your house, in your refrigerator, the mold could be in the bathtub. The main thing is, I tell you there's mold somewhere in your house, or that there's a guy around you that is the third son of somebody, and it's the fourth son of somebody. So this is not an exact science. So if you go for a reading, open your mind. A lot of it is precognition. We don't know whether it happened. We don't know it's going to happen. But it either did or will. So you have to stop and think before you blame the psychic. Okay, guys out there? Deal?
One of Jeffrey's favorite sayings, you'll hear him say it 5-6 times every show. Hello! Because you know, he's on to something, and he nails something, but they're not hearing it.
Right. And then they make fun of the psychic, like the four in front of me. Yeah.
Don't look at me that way. No. I didn't. That's not towards me.
No, you know who I was thinking of.
Kathy? Yeah, I know.
I didn't mention names.
You didn't have to. I did it. I'll throw my own mother under the bus. I don't care. She knows it. She didn't realize.
She's nice, though. She really is a good person.
She is. She's just a little damaged goods and doesn't know how to treat herself right. That's all.
Stevie, one question for you. Aren't we all damaged goods in some way?
Yeah, in some way or another. Yeah, I would say so. But
there you go.
But at some point, you have to either move forward or accept that this is going to be you for the rest of your life.
Right.
If that's going to be you for the rest of your life, then there's no need to go see anyone, because you've accepted the fact that you're going to continue to live this way.
It's not good for Stevie, because Stevie's becoming
I'm going to be retiring soon, so I'm going to give you and Jeffrey my clients and Florida clients. Good luck.
Yeah, Mom. I do not do this stuff. You have the wrong person. That was another son that was up there the other night.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Mom thinks you're pretty good at it.
What, you a mom?
Yeah.
I used to bartend. It's very easy to see certain patterns.
Sure.
You know, in issues. And I bartended in Philadelphia.
We won't hold that.
I've seen a lot of dysfunctional relationships unfold before my eyes.
Sure.
And you know what the really big thing was for me last night? No, Saturday night. When did we go to the wrestling thing? Last night?
Last night.
Last night. Those big goofs, some of them, you could feel the kindness of their hearts, and they do this to make the kids smile, and they do.
So.
And that made me really think twice about wrestling goons.
You want to become a wrestler now, Diane?
No.
You sure? It'll be fun.
Absolutely positive. My back and my neck would not handle it.
My mom got to watch me interact with one of the most iconic villains in all wrestling, Vicky Guerrero. She's a sweetheart. So we filmed this segment. We're outside, and Vicky goes to slap me. And my mother, while filming, "Gee, Vicky, I've been waiting for somebody to smack him in the mouth for years. Thank you."
She didn't, though, because he they did a different, you know, this whole thing is supposed to be for kids about nonviolence. And everybody's slapping everybody.
Maria Jean says, Orlando, your mom should come on here more often. She is awesome. Thanks, Orlando's mom. Look, it's
well,
true.
I'm giving you back to Jeffrey now. My soup is getting cold that my husband made me.
Okay, well, tell John I said hi.
Yeah, I'm sure the dog was happy to see you.
Yeah, I was happy to see him, too. Yeah. But, Jeffrey, next time I got to see you.
All right, definitely.
All right?
All right.
I think you and I just need to talk 5 minutes.
That sounds good. You can talk to me anytime. I'm always available.
Let's
thank
not.
You.
Let's, okay.
Thank you.
It's not going to just be 5 minutes
about,
either.
Talking about people being marshmallows. Yeah. Jeffy, you know you're one of them. You come off gruff, but you're a marshmallow.
Thank you.
Mom,
all
I'll
right,
talk
guys.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I love you all.
Glad you're safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like, love her so much.
4'8", no fear. She went up to those four girls like... And I could hear it, you know, behind me, and I wasn't sure what was going on. Who's the man in uniform that hurt you? And, like, she was, like, just ready to
just
go.
Ready,
I'm
yep,
like, oh, boy, here we go. And it was a great show. But, like, I mean, I grew up around it, so I get it. But even if I didn't, I don't understand what people expect.
Right.
Like, Jeffrey says, what do you want me to do, give you a phone number?
Well, exactly, because I think what a lot of people do, it's they're not being open to, like, the interpretation of it. Like,
right.
It's not like your mom's saying. It's not a dead science. It's not like, here's a roadmap to everything you need to do in your life. You know, like, we can't tell you, wait, like I'm a psychic. Like, Jeffrey can't tell you what to do. It's just, he'll tell you what he sees, but it's what you take with that information and what you do with it afterwards.
You know, in this times too, where like somebody might say, who's Mike? Now, could be lucky because Mike is one of the most common names in the world, so most of us might have a Mike.
Sure.
You know, but at the same time, if there is a Mike, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Wish his name was something more rare so that you would
so
understand
you know
it?
Who they're talking about? Right, exactly.
I mean, I had, like, I look like somebody that would know somebody that passed on a motorcycle. I have tattoos. I wear ripped jeans. I look like I would be a biker.
Yeah, you would, or you could probably look like somebody that's been in jail, or
all but true. I don't take offense to that because yes, more than one psychic has said to me who died on the motorcycle, and even though it was impactful in my life, I'm not quick to give up a name.
Sure,
because it's I'm on the defense with it. You know, and if I just say, I don't know, if they have more to say, fine.
Right.
But that's not being skeptical. It's just, it's really not something I want to talk about unless something deep.
It took you a while to talk about it. Remember we had Jay on.
Yeah, Jeffrey made me cry.
Yes.
And you knew what you were doing, too.
You cry?
My best friend passed on a motorcycle when I was 18, and it's been a long process that no therapist really could have ever fixed. Long story. And Jay had come on. And you know, when Jay does stuff from Toronto, she has, like, she does the numbers and, like, all that stuff. And she's like, well, and I got the number 615. 615 was the last time I saw him. It was the Ozzy concert.
Oh, wow.
Which is what I celebrate. I don't celebrate when he passed. I go to the cemetery every year and drink a beer and play Ozzy.
Right.
Because that was the show at Jones Beach, 1996. And then I was able to put it aside. And I wish people would use this in that capacity more often.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to know if there's going to be a boyfriend or a job. I mean, that stuff comes in time.
Sure.
And sure, Jeff's got plenty of advice to apply to it, but like, we all have some real blanked up stuff in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff that people like Jeffrey and my mom could really help you with, you know?
Right, try to uncover and help deal with it. Or,
right.
You know, because a lot of times, like you said, there's a lot of stuff that we just don't we don't deal with because we don't want to.
You take your mom and mine for some time. Like, after talking to your mom for a couple of minutes, I could say you're going to get in a dysfunctional relationship.
Well, that's obvious.
That's what I'm saying. Does that make me psychic? No. That means I listen for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, and anybody that wears that type of those mistakes on their sleeves, you're going to pick up on it.
Of course.
What Jeffrey does is so rare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people are coming through the phone and he's got the person after the one on the phone waiting. And, you know, like that's the kind of thing that I'm like, this is what can help you.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Like, you should know by now, your mom, me, we all needed to take steps to make sure we didn't continue to get into the same relationships.
Right, because at that point, then you're just falling into old patterns.
And right.
Like, at this point now, you know what you're doing. You yep. know what you need to do to fix it. You're just, but like you said, it's the, a comfortability factor, kind of getting outside
right.
of that box, that zone. Like, this is what we've been doing for, you know, who knows how many years, and it's like, this is just what we know. That's what we do. But getting out of that and trying to break that cycle, it's a lot
exactly.
harder. It's hard.
Look, you've seen plenty of girls come and go in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriends, wives, the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
You know that pineapple is unlike anyone that I've ever encountered. Stevie loves pineapple.
She has my entire heart.
Jeffrey prays for her every day. But the point is,
rightfully so.
She wouldn't have come into my life, or I wouldn't have seen her, if I didn't do things to correct the same patterns I was making first.
Right. Exactly.
You know, like, yes, she's the best thing that happened to me, but you have to be the best thing that happens to you first.
Right.
Before any of this works.
Right, because things are not just going to fall into your lap if you're doing the same stuff.
Unless you date a stripper.
Didn't you do that too?
Yeah, it was my first marriage.
Right then. How'd that last?
The falling into the lap, I'm just trying to make a joke.
Oh.
Now he gets it. Now...
He was a little delayed.
Sorry.
Try to make a joke, you bring up ex-wives.
I try. Either way, both things we laugh at now, but you know.
Right, exactly. Tara says 100% love pineapple for you. Yeah, listen, I will be the first to admit she's the greatest thing that ever happened to
she
me.
Is.
And these two will remind me in case I ever forget, which I won't, but it wouldn't have happened unless I made some changes
mm-hmm.
and accepted different things in my life that
exactly.
I wanted, you know? And that's it. Like, you know, please call in. Please ask your questions. We welcome it and we love it.
Right.
But we also want you, like Stevie's mom, like everybody else, to take the information and do something positive with
Lisa
it.
Lisa S. is her real name, Pineapple. Yes.
Yes, her real name is Pine.
First name Pine, last name Pineapple.
Last name Juicy.
Last name Juicy.
Now that's a stripper. You guys, get your wallets ready. Here comes Juicy. Jesus. I'll get punched in the face when I get. Oh, I hope Nancy's not home.
Oh my
God. Oh
God,
and that was the other thing.
I'm so mad we missed Nancy.
My mother and Pineapple's mother are like this now.
Yeah.
I mean, she had the room already, towels out like a hotel, and they're scheming. Oh, well, we'll go away without them. Oh, God.
That's why I was excited to bring my mom over that night, because I was like, oh, Nancy will be there. Maybe you'll make a new friend. And then Nancy was
She's upstate.
She was upstate, but...
But Nancy, listen, anytime she wants to come over and keep Nancy company... And then when my mom comes back, the three of them could just hang.
Oh, my God, yeah. It'd be great. It'd be a good time.
All right, we're going to take phone calls in about 5 minutes. A couple of things I want to touch base on before we do, though. 631-955-0943 to call in and speak to Jeffrey. Again, peace, love, prana, our friend Jen Shop, such a beautiful soul. She's celebrating the year anniversary of Peace, Love, Prana. It's 10% off everything in the store until October 11th, and there is a no purchase necessary raffle for a $50 gift card. And you talk about things happening for a reason. The only reason why I even know Jen in that store is because Stevie had to give up his dog Crazy for adoption because there was no room for him. And we found somebody, and we were going out to drop the dog off, and I just happened to see a sign for the store. Banked it in a couple of weeks later. But if you didn't have to give up Crazy, that wouldn't have happened.
Yep.
Like, you know, pay attention to everything around you, because anything could happen at any time and it could mean something. Also, Jeffrey has a couple of... Oh, wait. Talk about Domenico's while you do. I'm going to get the phone number for
Domenico's is tomorrow. We're doing a dinner and then we're doing a show. It's the first show back from them, because the last time I was there, it was a week before everything got shut down. So how weird is that?
It's very weird.
Domenico's restaurant is 516-735-5535. Jeffrey will be there tomorrow. I would call because
Well, they're going to ask for a reservation.
Okay.
And they're giving food, and then after the food, I go on.
516-735-5535. And then you have Angela's house.
Yes. Well, I actually have three shows in Florida. I am going to be...
Are they on your website?
Yeah. I'm going to be at the Kelsey, which is in West Palm, a week from today. That's an afternoon show. Then I'm going to... And then I'm coming back. And then I go back down again, and I have... two shows on Halloween, but before Halloween, I am actually doing a talk at the Parkland Library. That's where, you know, the high school is. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You might want to call me for some tequila after that
one. I think I'll be fine.
I might need some tequila just knowing you're going to be there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And then, I mean, that's a heavy thing.
I mean, yeah.
It's a great thing, but that's a heavy thing.
It's heavy.
All right, then Jeffrey is going to be at the Babylon Masonic Hall on November 6th for Angela's house. It's 6 to 10, doors open 5:45. That was the last time I watched Jeffrey do one of these. And you know, the other thing, too, is like people think, oh, so you're going to talk to my dead grandmother. It's going to be depressing. People, it's hilarious.
It's so much fun to watch. I haven't seen Jeffrey do a live thing like that in, God, I don't even know.
Been some time.
Yeah, probably in, I'm going to say definitely at least probably 3 years when we... We were doing them here for a little bit,
yeah.
And I haven't seen one, I think, since then, and even that was...
Are we still working on doing them here?
Yeah, we're going to definitely do one. It's just a lot for me to do the radio and then do a show.
Well, we won't.
You know,
we won't do the show that night, or if anything, and people are into it, maybe we could Facebook Live that.
Maybe, because I know there was one time where there were a couple select people that Jeffrey, after the show, would actually have them sit in studio with us while Jeffrey was taking...
We did that.
That was fun. That was cool. Getting, like, a handful. There's like, what, maybe only like two or three people. Nothing crazy. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, they loved it.
I mean, you know, Jeffrey has his dry humor. He's like, now, this is not the type of show you want to come to if you're cheating on your wife and here with your girlfriend.
Get it? Listen, what was it? What did you have when you made the... When you told that waitress that her boyfriend was cheating on her, what was
I
that?
I was on book tour.
It was like peach schnapps. That's what it was, right?
I was in book tour in Tampa. Walked up to it was the hostess. I said, you know, you need to get home because your roommate and your boyfriend are going at it.
Yeah, we got to get you.
That was two drinks.
We got to get you
and
some
peach
schnapps.
And she runs home in tears, and she comes back, and she's like, I can't believe it. You were right. I caught them.
We got to get Jeffrey some pizza.
So we're going to get some calls in, 631-955-0943 to call in. I just want to see drinks in him one time.
It's not pretty.
I think it's going to be...
Oh, and when are you doing Lake Ronkonkoma?
Oh, that's in November, too. I forget the date. You know what? I got to find out. But we are going to be by the Lady of the Lake, so we're going to do a sacrifice. We're going to put Orlando in a rowboat and throw him to the middle of the lake.
The Lady of the Lake won't even...
She'll spit me right back out.
She's probably just about... Sure.
She's like, this guy rejected you for 30 years. Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Oh, hey, Mr. Shark. Hey, Mr. Wand. Hi, everybody.
Good.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm still alive and doing well, my friend, under the conditions I'm in.
Well, good. I hope you're not drinking any Coca-Cola or anything.
No, iced tea. Iced tea.
Well,
sweet.
You need to be careful with the sugar. You're a diabetic. That's not good.
Even diet, you might want to stick to seltzer, my friend.
Okay. Somebody's here and wants to say...
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
How you doing? Good. Thank you.
Good. I hope you're keeping him in line.
Yep, trying to keep off that sugar.
I know, he doesn't listen, you know that.
Yeah, she got mad at me last week because I went to Publix. She goes, how'd the Captain Crunch get in there? And I said, it fell in off the shelf.
she got mad at you for trying to keep you alive? How terrible of her.
The cashier said behind me, she goes, I watched him put it in there. I got him on video, Brenda. He had me on video.
Well, see that? Everybody's giving you up, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know. I got to give things up. But I'm doing okay, Mr. Wand, except for my health. But
just take care of yourself.
I can't draw my artwork anymore because I got blurred vision real bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ronnie.
But I'm trying to make peace with my mom and my
You
my
should.
Mom.
It's very important that you make peace with them.
Yeah, and I says I don't want to go during the holidays. And
well, you're not going anywhere yet, so just relax. Take care of yourself and leave the Captain Crunch alone.
Yeah, I hope I'm not a pain in the butt to you guys.
In the butt. You can call anytime you want, Ronnie.
Just don't be a pain in the butt to your wife, Ronnie, and leave the Captain Crunch out of the house.
Here, somebody wants to talk to you.
Hi, Shark. How you doing?
All right.
Hi, Mrs. Ronnie.
How's it going? Yeah, Ronnie. But I, you know, sometimes doctors say you're going to die, and you end up living years after that.
Yeah.
So I think Ron's going to be around for a long time.
I think he's got no choice with you. So I think.
And my situation should be over in November, the one I've been telling you about.
Well,
privately.
Good. I'm very confident everything's going to work out. So.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people praying for me and good people. I had a very wonderful friend send me a text, almost fell out of my seat, my friend Manu from Star Trek Voyager, Manu Intrum.
Wow.
He's friends with you on Facebook.
Good.
He said he's going to come down and see us. And then I get a very wonderful text from Brent Spiner saying, I'm praying for you. I go, well, thank you so much.
That's nice. You're dropping all these names. You know all the movie stars.
I was going to say, he's more popular than we are.
I've been doing that for years. You know that, Mr. Wong.
I know. I remember when I used to do Alan Combs, he used to call in all the time.
I used to call in drunk from the bar.
Well, I didn't say that. You said that, so.
I got 6 years in recovery March 3rd.
Why am I blanking on the name? Who's Alan Combs? What do I know?
Alan Combs was on with Sean Hannity on...
Oh, Hannity and Combs, of course.
Yes, Alan Combs introduced me to Chuck Norris 20 years ago.
Nice.
And I got to meet him, and I got to meet other actors later on. John Travolta sent me a...
Well, listen, Ronnie, the phone's ringing. I want to take some other calls. I do want to thank you for calling in, my friend. You're always welcome.
Guys, thank you. Thank you. Have
take
a good
care.
Day. Thank
take
you,
care,
Mr.
Ronnie. Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm doing well. Who's this?
My name is Melissa.
How you doing, Melissa? Melissa, do me a favor. If you could just speak up a little bit. For whatever reason, your volume's a little lower than the last caller.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Much
is that better?
Much better.
Much better.
Good. Is there anything for me that you have for me, Jeffrey?
You know, it's interesting. When you started talking, I had somebody, like, standing in front of me that had something to do with the head, which makes me feel they either had a stroke or something with like some sort of tumor in the head, because, and this is definitely somebody that's passed, who's like standing right in front of me.
Oh boy.
Because they were not verbal at the end.
Would it be a woman?
Yeah, it comes through as a woman.
Possibly my grandma?
Yeah, I think she basically, she was showing me the side of her head. And she had a real, real difficult passing because she wasn't able to speak. And this would be her way of popping in to let you know she's okay.
Oh, wow.
Because she said, get ready. If you don't like roller coasters, you better buckle in because there's going to be a lot of change coming up.
Good things or bad things?
I didn't say anything bad. It's kind of like new beginnings for you. It's a new opportunity to make changes. And to put yourself into a different place and feel happy with those choices. And then everything is going to move in a more forward base.
Oh, wonderful. That is really what I was hoping for,
well,
too.
You're going to get that opportunity.
Is that something that's going to still be happening this year?
Yes, it should happen the end of this year, beginning of next.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You guys have been wonderful. I love watching you every week.
Well, thank you for watching us.
We appreciate it, honey. Thank you.
Oh, and Orlando, your mother is just a delight. I love listening to her. You should have her on there more often.
Don't give her any ideas, but thank you.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful rest of your night.
You too. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
That's weird.
Cut off, then it went on, then it cut off again. I will take a few more calls, 631-955-0943. A few reminders once again. Jeffrey's going to be at Domenico's tomorrow. You can call in for a reservation. The phone number is 516-735-5535. What time does it start?
I think the doors open at 6, and then I go on, I think, like 7:30.
Tara said, don't worry about the lady of the lake. She only takes virgins.
Tara must know.
Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing good.
Mike, do me a favor again. I don't know why. Could you speak up?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Much better.
Excellent, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good, thank you.
Good. I just want to see similar to as before, if there was anything that you guys see with me or with my current ongoing divorce.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that's going to come to a head. You're going to get ready to throw one hell of a party when that's finished. And then you're going to be able to move forward, and then the next relationship is there. I saw a move, and then I saw a new work opportunity.
Oh, thank you.
All right, don't repeat things.
Absolutely.
All right, I know you feel sorry, but you were getting taken over the coals.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, come on. It's time to move forward.
You got it. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Mike, be good, brother. And when the party happens, let me know. I'll bring some tequila.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely.
Later.
Later.
Stevie, do you have anything going on you want to talk about?
I'm still here.
Yankees won. They clinch.
Did they?
They beat Tampa Bay.
They clinched by one game.
Yeah.
Sports.
You know, the Yankees fought all year. Stevie does not sport.
I don't.
But I love talking about sports because it makes it more uncomfortable than it does if we talked about like weird stuff.
I'm very okay with weird stuff. Sports, you lost me.
All right. Jeffrey Wands, it's psychicjeff.com?
No, jeffreywands.com.
Jeffreywands.com.
Psych Jeff is his Instagram handle. Psych,
that's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of.
He's thinking.
Oh, you? Not really. I'm on autopilot right now. My mother, I got a cheap flight, Brian. Great, Mom, but you got to take me to the airport at 4 a.m.
Well, that's why it was cheap.
That's why it's cheap.
Well, you couldn't get her into MacArthur?
No, because she'll only fly JetBlue. She won't fly Southwest. She won't fly Frontier. She'll only fly JetBlue. Honestly, though, we were thinking about Westchester Airport. It's what, another 25 minutes at that point?
Yeah, and it's less, it's much less crowded.
Yeah. I mean, what I went through today, getting her in the wheelchair, was a freaking nightmare. Hi, you're on with Media Mink.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can. Who's this?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
Looking to see if you see anybody around me with me.
Yeah, you're very popular with the dead guys.
Guys?
Yes, there's multiple males.
Any females?
Yes, but your dad came through first.
Okay.
All right, there's also a brother figure. There's also a grandfather. And then there's also a mom energy. And then there's a younger female, so you're extremely popular.
Must be the cologne you're wearing, Susan.
Cologne? Perfume?
Yeah, sure. I'm operating on half a brain cell right now, so.
Okay.
But just know this is the family's way of coming through. They're not in a rush to get you. They are talking about like watching something with the legs. So I don't know what's going on with your knees or your circulation, but I would be like super careful with the right leg especially.
To watch it or
yeah, keep
don't
exercise
or
exercise, but there's something going on with the right leg.
Okay.
You know, it would be
other something. Than that, my health all good. And
I mean, not a doctor, but I would say to you from what I could see, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got through.
Well, that's a good
anything
thing.
Else?
Your mom sends her regards. How come you're not acknowledging that?
Oh, I am. I always think of her.
Well, she's thinking of you. She said, "What did you do with your hair?"
With my hair?
Yes.
Baby, what'd you do with your hair? It's autumn sunrise.
I didn't do anything different.
Well, she seems to think it's different.
Okay.
It would be her way of letting me know to let you know that she's hanging around, that she uses the word dignity, she uses the word challenges before she passed.
Aw. Anything with my, any other younger figure, is she with me?
Yeah, if it's a daughter, it's a younger female energy.
Okay. You said daughter, so I didn't know if,
Yeah, well, do you not have a daughter in spirit?
I do.
Yeah, well, she said... She became your mother's favorite.
Oh, they're together.
Yes, they are.
Oh my gosh! And
she looks. Your mother calls her an angel. Your mother calls her an angel.
Oh, so do I. Anything with how's my son?
The prince is fine, but your daughter said she's still. Your daughter said she's still the favorite.
Yes, always. She always will be.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she talks about kids. She talks about kids around your son.
Excuse me?
She talks about babies around your son.
Oh, okay. Babies, huh?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be grandkids for you?
I hope one day.
Well, miracles take place.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow.
He doesn't do things fast. You know that.
No.
He has two speeds, your daughter said. Slow and reverse.
I do, or my son.
Yep.
I'm slow in reverse, or my son?
No, he is the one that takes forever to do things.
Hammer. Okay.
So, just take on what you need to take on. Things are going to work out, okay?
Oh, good. And hubby's good, husband's good, and...
Husband's fine.
Okay.
All right, hon, we're going to take two more calls. You have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night. Thank you for calling in.
Bye now.
631-955-0943. We'll take one or two more, depending on the length of the calls. But it's been a fun night. You know what is not fun? The fact that all of a sudden it's getting dark like way too early.
Yeah. It makes me feel even more tired than what
Not a fan of it at all. Then this time, allergies are up.
Mm-hmm.
Circadian rhythm's off. This is a weird transition. Do the spirits go through this too, or just us?
Just us.
I don't know.
Hi, who's this?
You'll have to ask them.
Well, that's why I have Jeffrey here. What's your name, hon?
Hi, my name is Megan.
How you doing, Megan?
I'm doing well,
Megan,
thank you.
Megan got nervous when you said that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my God.
We weren't letting on that you were going anywhere anytime soon.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Right.
I want to know, are there any messages from the great beyond?
Well, who's this short little lady? Is this mom that's passed?
She wasn't very short.
Well, there's a very small Yoda-like sized lady, unless it's the grandmother. And then they're talking about something in October, which makes me feel there would be an October birthday, October anniversary. And she brings up also something in February.
Oh, wow. My cousin's birthday's in October. She's passed, and my brothers are both in February.
Well, there
passed.
You go, because your one brother was your mother's favorite, as you know.
Yes.
And still is, according to your mother.
Well, yeah, no, that makes sense.
All right. Well, that's why I said, because the cousin can't be that big. She looks small to me.
Well, she was young when she died.
Yeah, well, that's why. She came through. She's adorable. She would have been like a sister to you.
Yes, she was like my sister. It's true.
Yes. And then your dad is standing there, and he's holding a cup of coffee in his hand.
Ah, I'm surprised it wasn't scotch.
Well, he was behaving. I couldn't see in the cup. It's possible he's got scotch.
Okay.
I just assume because it's a coffee cup, so it's quite possible he has scotch.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, today's his anniversary, my father's anniversary.
Well, we're in October, right?
Yeah, that's true. You know, October today. Yeah, today's his anniversary, 42 years. Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
You got it, Jeffrey. You're the man.
I'm trying.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Feel
nice
better,
nice to hear from Dad. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Megan, thank you for the call.
All right, you take care, Orlando.
Good night. Thank
you. Too.
All right, we will take one more and then wrap this up, especially since Jeffrey brought Vincent's.
There you go.
I already have one plate, so I'm probably going to get another one.
The zucchini, the fried zucchini is phenomenal.
I love
it. They changed it.
They're bigger
I think
pieces.
It's better this
They're
way.
Bigger
They're bigger pieces,
pieces.
Yeah, and it's less oily.
Yeah.
Like it.
Way less oily. Hi, you're on with Medium Inc.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Xana. Hi, I would like to speak to Jeffrey.
Hi. You have me. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was going to ask you, do you see the rest of the year better for me and my family then?
Much better. You're coming out of your slump, so the end of this month going into next year is going to be a lot better.
And
where does the warm weather place come in?
I live in the warm place in California.
Okay,
Southern
I thought
California.
So because I kept seeing palm trees.
Yeah, we have lots of palm trees.
Well, you're gonna see things are going to get a lot better for the family.
And for myself. And do you see my daughter getting a job?
Yes,
She's
your daughter's
applying.
Getting a job, and I saw more education with your daughter.
Okay. And for me, health-wise, do you think things will get better because I have numerous tests this month?
Yes, you're going to come out of this over the next month and a half, and then you're going to start feeling better.
Oh, that's perfect.
All right, believe in yourself. And you're a rock. You're strong. With everything that you've been through, give yourself a break.
And you see those tests in October and November will be good?
Yes, it's not cancer.
Huh?
It's not cancer.
It's not cancer. Oh, my God. That's great.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I don't see cancer.
Oh, my God. Because they thought I have, like, blood cancer.
Well, they thought, but they're not sure. That's why they're taking more tests.
Yes, they are.
So they thought I have a blood cancer. Get ahead of yourself, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. That is so, so wonderful. There's also family member, Edward. Do you see that his kidney will be okay?
He's got struggles. He's kind of in his own way right now, and then he gets out of his own way, and that's where things improve.
What do you mean out of his way?
Like, in other words, he won't keep sabotaging himself, and he won't keep getting himself into problems.
Okay.
All right. You can't fix everybody. You got to take care of you, okay?
Listen, honey, we have to wrap
up the
show.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful, Jeff. Thank
you so
much. All
right, you take care, okay?
Thank you for the call.
You too. You'll be safe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
On that note, one more time, if you would like to see Jeffrey tomorrow night, if you're in the Levittown area, 516-735-5535, call Domenico's for a reservation to see Jeffrey, jeffreywines.com to check out everything else that's going on. And Stevie, let's get you involved in doing something so we could talk about it.
I will be here. That's me doing something.
It's him working hard.
Yeah, Stevie will be here tonight.
With his happy face.
That's it. Yeah, me and Jeffrey are doing the show on our sister station from 9 to midnight.
Yep, and I'm going to do Instagram, I think, for a little bit, so we're going to pull people up and embarrass them.
Oh, I love doing that. Yeah. They're mostly in their bedrooms whenever Jeffrey pulls them up.
Yes. It's so weird. He did one here, like every woman.
Every single one.
Bed.
It's either a dark room or they're in their bed, in their bedroom. It's
We'll see you tonight.
So. Oh, I'm sure it'll happen.
Can we read the Playboy Mansion one time?
There is no more Playboy Mansion.
Well, that's the worst news I ever got.
Hef is in spirit. He's standing here with his robe.
Yeah, but
the mansion,
the mansion is still there, isn't it?
No, they stopped. I think they sold the mansion, if I'm not mistaken.
That's terrible news.
I'll do some research.
No, when he died, I almost got to the mansion. I'll tell you a funny story quickly. A client of mine in California, when I was out there, was a regular there, and he was going to take me. And the one night he was going to take me when I was out there, he got into a car accident. Never got there.
Oh.
So it wouldn't have been good, because I probably would have
been great.
No, it would have never would have left, of course. So,
all right. On that note, thank you for joining us. Now we are next week. You're not here.
Yeah, and then the following week you're off, right?
Yeah, we're not here. This is our last show.
This is our last show till November.
All right, this is the last Media Mink until November.
November 7th.
Call me if you want to come in on a Friday.
Yeah, during that time. Yeah. Well, I'm coming back. I go this week, I come back the following Friday.
Okay.
Then I leave again the following Thursday, and then I'm gone the rest of the month. So I'm going to be gone most of October. I'm going to be in sunny South Florida.
I want to try to get you in at least once for Halloween.
Yeah. Or maybe when I come back, yeah.
Yeah, things happen after Halloween.
All the time.
Good night, Long Island.
Good night.